Who are you, man ant? You are existence, all majud. You are ever-present existence, all wajud. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate, the almighty, my Lord, love, and my master, who is my true and only love. Listen, the name is the same thing as the thing named, and all the perceivable things are the same as their perceiver. And this is so for all the things named in every rank and case. Beloved, understand well that there are real names, which are real names, and their existence is very real. And there are illusory and imaginary names, which are illusory names of unreal and illusory existence. Illusory names are of two kinds. The first kind are illusory names referring to illusion only. For example, you call a person perfect, beautiful, or good, and he is none of these, but you use these illusory names and call him them in order for him to answer you. In this case, these names, perfect, beautiful, or good, don't answer you. Rather, the person whom you call these illusory names answers you. So these illusory names are not the real names of what they refer to. The second kind are illusory names which are used to carry a meaning. For example, you call a beautiful thing or a beautiful person by an appropriate name meaning beautiful. In this case, the name is still not the same as the object it refers to, nor the same as any other object. But the quality of beautiful is beautiful in any one thing or in any one person, and is the same as the quality of beauty in any other thing or any other person. So if the illusory name is the same as the object it refers to, it cannot be the same in any other thing. If it were otherwise, there would be a multiplicity of essences, that is, many different beauties, and this is impossible. So the illusory name is not the real name, nor is it the same name of the object it refers to or any other object. If the quality of beauty appears in something, the thing becomes beautiful due to the quality in it. Therefore, the name, beauty, in this case, is not the same as the thing named. So all the illusory names of ugliness, beauty, perfection, or anything else are surely not real names for one thing or another thing, but are used to carry meaning. Their reality is due to the meaning, and because of this, the names are not the same thing as that they refer to, nor anything else. When you call a person by any of these illusory names, it is as if you are sending him the fragrance of the name, which invokes the quality latent in everyone. But the real name is exactly, undoubtedly, the same thing it is called by, without any fault. So the existence of God is called the name Allah, and the name is the same thing as the thing named, because there is no other existence but that of God. Understand? So you have to understand and to know that there are no other names for God's existence except Allah, because his name is the only name he is called by. By this, we understand in a gracious and generous way that there is no other existence except that of God. Understand, my beloved, and may God's mercy be bestowed upon you. Follow me as I explain very clearly to you where you can find the reality of your existence, which is ever-present or omnipresent being, all maujud, and all that you are trying to reach. Open the ear of your heart for me so I can pour into it the deep knowing of your reality, which is the reason for your existence. This is who you are. You, you, you. Beloved, listen to me. As God's existence is the name of Allah, and Allah is the name of this existence, the name of God is the same thing as the thing named. We have to know what is the nature of God's existence, and the answer is that the existence of God can be found in everything. So God's existence is the name, and the omnipresent being of God is also the name. Continue with me to see that if the omnipresent being is to be found within the existence of God, then the omnipresent being of God is the name, and the existence of God is the thing that carries the name, the thing named. Also come with me to see what is in the existence of God, or more correctly and specifically, what is the existence of God? The answer is that the existence of God is the many presences of God which manifest completely what the existence of God is, was, and will be. And in all these presences there is Allah through my name, your name, his name, and her name. These are all the names of God, and so all our names are named by God. God inhabits all our presences. The presence is everything, and everything is in the presence. The presence carries something from this reality and is the name. But inside this presence is the existence of God, the name of God. The existence is what is in everything, and the omnipresent being is who is inside. For surely we are, and everyone is, the existence of God. And there is nothing in God's existence except the names of God. Understand. My dear student, excuse me if you did not comprehend or understand, or your understanding was not clear or was not direct enough for you or was incomplete. You have to isolate the hearing of your heart, clean it with the water of truth, purify your understanding and leave the dunya and everything apart from Allah. After that, when you come to me, I will give you abundant and clear understanding. My beloved, listen and listen again, and listen again to what Allah gives me from his reality. He speaks through my tongue to this reality. He speaks through my tongue because I am a special slave for him and because my reality is from his reality. And he moves me as he chooses to, and for that, you see, I speak. But really, he speaks through me. Listen. These presences, which are the appearing ranks of the existence of God, are all the manifested things of this existence. And this existence is nothing but the existence of God. Understand, you have to understand, that in these presences and ranks, the truth of God is reflected completely in all directions everywhere, wherever you look on every side. That is, the manifestations of these presences are really the perception, and the selves of these manifestations are the perceivers. Perception is not only what you see, but all the qualities that you have are perception. Seeing, tasting, hearing, knowing, mind, heart, soul, everything. Everything is from these perceptions. Ma-dakik, ma-darik. And everything you have from these perceptions are their perception. Allah made revelation, at-tajali, in these perceptions. He is Allah, not another. Then you hear with Allah, see with Allah, everything with Allah. So he is the perception. In other words, there is nothing, only he. All perception is from him, and he is the only perceiver. And we have to understand that all these perceptions are the same as the person who understands them. They are his names. From here we understand the manifestation of the existence of God as God's perception in his presences. And we understand how these perceptions, with their highest manifestations, are the same as the perceiver who understands them, who is God. Since God is the highest name, these perceptions are his names in every place, inside and outside. May God suffice you. I ask my beloved God to help you to understand, and if you do understand, you will be enriched. And if you are one of these people who understands, it is important. And from the deep polite and mercy that you keep this secret strongly inside you and do not give it to anyone who does not understand. You have to understand that these highest manifestations and their corresponding highest perceptions, if awakened, would be the highest names which show the beauty of the name of God the Supreme. Every active perceiver, when he has reached to be the true perception in his manifestation, is one with the presence of Allah, and his presence is a name from the good names of Allah. The names which are the prophets, the messengers, and the owners of the inherited line. All of these are the most beautiful names of God. Every one of these carries the name of Allah. All of these, the existence of Allah. Be it known that as long as the name is the same as the thing named, each of these names is the supreme name for His Majesty, Allah. Each of these has reached the reality, and each is the name. So you look to this name to show you everything. All these names which have reached completion are the same as the perceiver, and the perceiver is the same as them. From the prophets and all those who have reached, who are surely the same as perception, come from the perception of Allah, the deep knowing of Allah. And without these prophets and these names, no one can know Allah. Everyone from these names is perception, and his perceptions are from Allah. No one can know Allah except through me. The true and faithful wanters who have the required rank are the direct perception of the perceiver. they see as he sees. So they are the beautiful names of God in every place, inside and outside. Do you know who you are now, O student of God, you who seek God? Say, I wish I had been dead before this and had been completely forgotten to be like this. 1924. And the footnote responding to this particular verse says, this is a picture. After you know what you are, then you see that you lost time before because you did not know what you were. Now that you know, you say, I wish I had been dead before. If you do not die, you cannot know. After you die, you know what you know, and you thank God because he gives you a new creation and he gives you the knowing. Then you make the night journey, all Isra, and the inside ascension, all Mirage, in one moment to reach what the prophet reached. And back to the main reading. Say, as Ibram has said, praise be to God who gifted me in my old age, Ishmael and Isaac. May God hear my prayer. 1443. And the footnote for this verse says, after this you thank God like Ibrahim, and when he thanked God, and God gave him two sons. I mean here that it's important to be born. Then he gives you all Isra and the inside journey, all Mirage. Then you are the name. For that you thank Allah, because you are the manifestation and carry the reality like every one of the prophets. Back to the main reading. Say, praise be to God who made his slave journey from the sacred mosque to the Aqsa Mosque, who blessed us by showing him, Muhammad, all our prayers. He is the one who sees and hears, and God sends blessings on the great manifested name Muhammad. God sends blessings upon his family and upon him and his family. 17, 1 and 2. And again the footnote, the sacred mosque here is the Kaaba. Basidi talks about signs, not buildings. The deep meaning of the Kaaba here is the inside Sharia, and you walk from here to the Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. But the meaning here is that you walk from the inside Sharia to the truth of God, al-Hakika. And we ask Allah to send his blessings upon Muhammad because he came to be the reality of Allah. Who is the real picture of Allah? Muhammad. And you are. On the outside, you think Muhammad is a person. But when you look at the reality when he said, be, this was the manifestation, and from this he created everything. Back to the main reading. Then you who want God, see your manifested reality in the face of the guide of the light, who shows you where you sit, face to face with the existence of Allah. That is, the place where your face is the same as the face of your guide, who shows you the light. See this light indicated by your name in his reflection, because you are the manifestation of him. You see that you yourself are the truth and he is yourself. So the illuminated slaves of God who drink from the spring are God himself. They explode it by the order of God, and there is no order except his. 77, verse 6. What I mean about this word, explode, is that you reach the water of the truth after you walk. In other words, you explode the spring after walking, giving everything, being strong, dying and being born again to reach the spring to drink. After you reach, you can drink because everything is from his hand, because you are then a special slave like Ibrahim who knows Allah and walks to Allah. He is the illuminated slave, Abdullah, and he lives the real life. Understand, you are the name of God which manifest in his revelation and his reflection. He is the God and there is no one else. Your truth is your presence, which is given to you by your master. The truth as it was manifested is in the self and qualities of God. I see in these divine, supreme pictures the self of God. You are he, not another. In your reality there is nothing, only he. In your mirror and in your presence, everything is in your mirror. When you see in this mirror, there is no other, only Allah. You are the manifestation of his revelation. You are the mirror, and he came and made the revelation in you. Then your truth is your presence. Who are you? You are the same as the self of God who sees his most high beloved. With this great way to guide, you reach the clear truth and you reach your master. And then you understand the secret of his saying, I bring down the required rank of the existence, which is possible in a known amount and not an unknown one, as all the fates are in his hands. 15, ayat 21, and 76, ayat 6. You search about the way to go through the real beloved to the reality, and when you reach this, you understand his saying. When he says he gives you what you can carry, and he knows what he gives. Everything is in his hands. He gives you this subject. O you who want God, come and listen. Come and understand. Where are you who want God? He has appeared to you, and when has he not appeared? God is now known, and when has he not been known? He is revealed in all the time he is revealed. He is always there, forever. But to li himself, from min himself, and with be himself. Where are you who wants me, the guide? Who wants to take from me? Where is the one who wants to meet with me in my face? I do not meet him but in my face. This is the face of God. This is the existence of God. Come to the word of God which was brought by the inspiration of God, like with the angel Gabriel. I remain with you, my friend, for all I have said to you is part of myself, and I am manifest in all of this in spite of my changing face. You can see me in all my reflections if you put me there, but I cannot be seen by anyone except myself. I do not conceal myself. What there are that makes me seem hidden are the veils of my human qualities. You can see in everything the great, powerful potential of my sacred presence. My existence is the divine spirit of Allah, which is my origin. I am the name of the thing named. I am the eye which appeared in my cup, the real wine which was made by the breath of the union on my wedding night. No one tastes me but the one I love, and he is my desire and myself. May God illuminate the way in front of you and me. Amin. Allah.